what is going on today. I want to talk about the Eagles free agency signing and just recap everything that's been going on through the offseason so far. Now, with no sports going on and everything being a big deal in the world and not having things to watch or things to look forward to or not having that 7 o'clock game to look at, no Sixers, maybe that's a blessing in disguise. No Phillies. I was really pumped to see the Phillies start this spring. No Phillies. No more hockey. No more anything. All we got is football. Football free agency saved our life. Roger Goodell said in a press 2 days ago that everything's going to work out fine, that the draft's going to happen as planned to be in April, and the season will start on time. I doubt that the draft will actually happen, but going off of his words, I have nothing else to say other than, okay, then let's go. Let's get it done. Let's do it. I'm excited to get the draft going. We're missing March Madness, which would have been huge. You would have had a whole weekend of just sitting at home, throwing on the couple TV, throwing on your March Madness, watching your bracket fall and crumble right between your eyes. That was fun. That would have been great. The NCAA messed that whole thing up, but they did the right thing to get rid of that tournament and to cancel it for the year, which is the right thing to do. I don't know if they're going to have some of these seniors come back and play next year, eligibility-wise. I'm kind of up in the air with it because I don't know how you're going to be able to do all that and with classes and other and the juniors coming up and the freshmen's coming up. Do they stay down a level? Do they have to come up a level? Do you have two classes of seniors? You know, it's really weird. I don't know how that's going to work for the NCAA college players for any level. I don't know how it's going to work. But we're talking about the Eagles here. I want to talk about some Eagles and the free agents that they signed. My opinions on each free agent and my opinions on the re-signings and extensions and trades that they've done throughout the offseason. So we're going to start off with the first move that was brought to us that Howie Roseman did, and that was to bring in defensive nose tackle Javon Hargrave for 3 years and a $39 million deal. Javon Hargrave is a really good player in this league. He's a really good tackle in this league. He's young. He's 26. So he's still young. He was in Pittsburgh last year. He played through a 3-4 base defense. He's going to switch up. He's going to have to play through a 4-3. I don't think that's going to matter to him. I think he'll do just fine, especially with Fletcher Cox around him, Brandon Graham around him. If Malik Zaxon is going to play around him, Derek Barnett around him, all that type of stuff. I think Javon Hargrave would be huge and will be huge for this team. He came into the league 5 years ago, and ever since, he's played well. He's played real well. He's gotten a bunch of pressures on the quarterback, and he gets his sacks. He's a sack guy. He's a guy that gets to the quarterback, and if you get to the quarterback up the middle, across from your center, at the nose tackle position, if you're the guy that gets your sack, that's really special. And especially with Fletcher Cox up in the middle with him, that's going to open up, number one, it's going to open up Fletcher. And number two, that's going to open up Javon Hargrave. And they're going to work well together, in my opinion. They're going to work great. So I'm excited to see them go. I don't know what that means for Malik Jackson. If he's going to play, maybe they got to trade him because he's making a decent amount of money this year unless he gets restructured. And Howie's done a lot of restructuring in these contracts. I'm going to tell you all these different prices that these guys come back at in a minute. It's pretty impressive. It's Howie doing Howie once again. But so Javon Hargrave, I love the pick. People aren't happy about the pick when it first came. It's like, whoa, who's this guy? Who's this guy? He's good. He's going to help. This team is building through the trenches like they did in 2017. This is the way that they need to build this team to get back to where they want to go. If they want to get back to the Super Bowl, they did it with a stout defensive front and corners that can hold them their own, you know, hold their own. They don't have to be elite corners. We'll get back to elite corners in 1 second. But they work through the middle. Their defensive and offensive lines are what got them to where they got, to where they were, to what they achieved. all through the trenches, and that's what you got to build upon. So if that's where your strength of your team is, if this team likes to build around that, you have to go out there and get and beef up that guy, beef up that line. Now with Javon Hargrave, you got a deep defensive line. You can get even deeper if you get the Unique Ngakoue. That's a up in the air right now. We don't know what's going on. Hi, Roseman said yesterday that they're basically on rest for now, but they're not done yet. So we'll see what goes on with that. I would love, Unique Ngakoue. They get Unique Ngakoue on this team. This is the best defensive line in the league. No question about it. They're elite. The transitions on the end, you'd have Derek Barnett coming in second, or coming in the second rotation with the guys, along with BG. So that would be amazing for this defensive line if they got Unique Ngakoue. It's not bad either way. Absolutely not. It's not what I'm saying. They're going to add some depth pieces. They signed Ridgeway back for a one-year deal worth $1 million, so he's making nothing. So it's not bad. Not bad at all. So I can't get mad. Can't be mad. So one of the next signing that was announced. The next free agent was defensive back Will Parks. Now, Will Parks, making $1.5 million on a one-year deal, took a hometown discount. This man, I've never seen somebody, he's from Philly, so he's a native guy, be so excited to come to a team. He was jumping up and down on his live, all over his stories, all over his Instagram posts about Philly. I mean, he went nuts about playing here. He took a hometown discount. This guy would have been more. But he's a depth piece. He's still young. He's going to be in that secondary. He's going to be with those safeties, cornerback, hybrid. He can play both. He can play up in the box. He can play back. He can play deep. He can play in a cover two, a cover four. He'll be good for this team. Versatility is what this team lacks. Now, you have Jalen Mills. You want to play some hybrid safety, kind of. So we'll see how that goes. But Will Parks is just going to add right into it. He's going to be behind the defense. He can play up. Safety, he can play up, he can play anywhere, which is great to see. Now, I don't know how great he's going to be, but he's got speed. That's what the team lacks, speed. Last year on defense, he didn't have any speed. Everyone was getting burnt. Ronald Darby getting burnt. Rasul Douglas getting burnt. Everyone got burnt. Now they have speed. At least someone to stay step with somebody if they needed him to on a go route. Now when it comes to all these actual route running, I don't know how Will Parks is going to be able to handle if he's playing corner. So safety will probably be the best fit for him. But we'll see. Next was Jatavius Brown. Now, Jatavius Brown, linebacker from the Chargers a couple years ago, he's making just under $1 million, making $910,000 this year. And Jatavius Brown is, again, he's young, still young. 26 years old or 27 years old, and he's a guy that has something to prove, I think. I think he's got something to prove. He's known for his big hit in a Steelers-Chargers game that was on primetime TV 2 years ago. So that's what he's known for, hitting big hits. But he's an agile, he's athletic. He'll do well in this defense. He's going to fight with TJ Edwards and Nathan Gary for snaps, but it's not a bad thing to have. The linebacking core is still weak. Having an extra guy there after losing Nigel Bradham is good to have. Losing Nigel Bradham is going to be a big deal. But, again, Nigel Bradham was declining, and Nigel Bradham gave the Eagles good 2-3 years what they needed him to do. So I think it was time to move on from Bradham. So signing Jatavius Brown to come back for the Eagles and play up the middle and just lock up the middle of the defense more, it's not a bad signing at all. I think he'll be able to run around a little bit, cover your tight ends if need be. That was the thing we couldn't do. We couldn't cover tight ends. We kind of would have a lot of two linebacker looks and just have to move around, which was fine, and just play a big zone defense in the middle, which, again, was fine. And you got to play man deep, which never worked out for our corners. Playing man-to-man deep was not a great idea. But Jatavius Brown is going to make some noise. He's going to make some noise. He's going to be fast. He's going to be all over the place. He's going to be agile. He's a good tackler. He's going to be able to tackle people. I just don't know how good his cover skills are, but he's got the speed to do it, which is a great thing that Again, this defense lacked last year. Speed, speed, speed. So this is good. This is always going to be good to have more guys that have fresh legs. I'm going to go over one last one. Nickell Robey-Coleman from the Rams, who's a veteran, Lee. He's a veteran, making one-year deal. Again, these are all one-year deals except for the Javon Hargrave move at $1.3 million. Again, all these guys are cheap. These are all cheap signings, and they're not terrible players. Again, depth. That's something I strive on the defensive line. Depth in the secondary. We saw people falling like flies last year. The corners were going down like crazy. We had Craig James in the game, who made a great play in Green Bay. So, I mean, he did make a good play. But you can't have Craig James out there. That's what Nickell Robey-Coleman's here to do and help out with. So you have him for a year. And more depth. More depth is always good. I don't know how much I expect, but he'll be in there with the Maddoxes and the Sidney Jones. So if Sidney Jones has to prove something this offseason, or his minutes will be taken away immediately, and those will all go to Nickell Robey-Coleman, 100%. All those snaps will go to Nickell Robey-Coleman. So, who knows? We'll see how that goes. But it's never bad to have depth, because now you got about five corners that you can put on the field at any time and feel comfortable with. Comfortable, or just you feel okay with running a defense through your defensive line when you have those corners out there. They're not terrible corners to where, if your defensive line doesn't get the quarterback, then you have no coverage skill over top. You have guys that have repertoires and have records that play well. That can play well when need to be and be clutch in moments that they have to be clutch in. So I'm excited for Nickell Robey-Coleman. It's a good signing. It's not a splashy signing, but it's a better sign than people think, and he's going to do well for the depth of this team. A couple re-signings that we got. We have Ronnie McLeod coming back on a two-year deal worth almost $9 million. That's a good deal for him. It's a cheap deal. It's not expensive at all. He's going to have to be the man of the defense this year. He's going to have to step up for the Malcolm Jenkins, which I hate that he's gone. I do not like that he's gone whatsoever. People have different opinions. I don't like that Malcolm Jenkins is gone. I think you lose too much in the clubhouse, too much in leadership-wise. He plays every snap. Even though his play was declining, you needed him in the locker room. Ronnie McLeod and Jalen Mills are going to have to step up on that defense to be the leaders of this team. I don't know how much you can expect from them to be leaders of this team, but they're going to have to be leaders of this team. So Ronnie McLeod going to have to step up big in that safety role, along with Jalen Mills playing that hybrid corner safety role. So they're going to have to be huge this season as Jalen Mills gets brought back on a one-year, $4 million deal. They bring back Nate Sudfeld on a one-year, $2 million deal. As I said before, Hassan Ridgeway comes back on a one-year, $1 million deal. And they bring back the punter, Cameron Johnson. Here it is. Who actually wasn't bad. He had a good year for a punter last year in replace of Donnie Bones Jones. So those are the re-signings. I'm excited for Ronnie McLeod and Jalen Mills. I think Jalen Mills has the ability to just progress a little bit more and be a good corner in this league. Not a great corner, not an elite corner, a good corner. It's a very serviceable corner in this league, and I think we'll see it this year. I hope we see it this year. But if he's playing a hybrid position between safety and corner, if he's playing more safety, he won't get burned on double moves. He's good one-on-one when there's not room over the top. He's great in the red zone, Jalen Mills. So that's what I'm excited to see him play well safety, because he can just body people up. And that's him. He's more aggressive. He's more of a just nose-to-nose type of guy. So I'm excited to see that. Now let's get to the big one. The big deal that the Eagles got that everyone's excited about. And that's the trade for cornerback Darius Slay, who then signed a three-year, $50 million extension after being acquired in the trade with the Detroit Lions. They got elite corner. The Eagles have an elite corner. Let me say that one more time. The Eagles have an elite, elite Pro Bowl corner on their team. The first player since Asante Samuel in 2009. It's been over a decade since we've had an elite corner on this team. He's going to make such a difference that it could even be tougher on Jalen Mills. Because if you're not throwing Darius Slay's way, Jalen Mills is going to have to step up. But the thing is,
excuse me,
Jalen Mills and his aggressive nature, he can, I feel like he'll be ready for that, you know? He's just always a guy that's just gunning and punching, throwing down, punching, and just being always aggressive and being big. He's always being big. He's always up for the moment. So I think Jalen Mills will handle that just fine. Darius Slay can lock up number one receivers. He locked up Amari Cooper last year when they played. He can lock up number one receivers, true number one receivers, and battle them well. Obviously, they're not going to deflect everything. That's why elite receivers are elite receivers and elite corners are elite corners. They're not going to win every match, the cornerback. Darius Slay's not going to win every throw, but he's going to be right into their face every play. And that's what we didn't have. We'd have people lunging to try to tip the ball away, jumping to try to flail their arms up. Now you got a guy running stride for stride that can knock the ball away, that can catch interceptions. He led the league in interceptions in 2017. This is a guy that's better than Byron Jones, that can catch the football, and can defend better than Byron Jones, and he is a big, big acquisition for this team. He's only 29 years old, so he's on the back half of his prime. He's still in his prime. I would say give him 2 years. I'd say if you can get 2 elite years out of him, well worth it. The third year could be a great year, could be a good year. We'll see what happens in the third year when he's 31, you know, 31, turning 32. We'll see what happens then. This is a great deal for this team to get an elite cornerback on the squad. It's huge. They only sent a 2023rd round pick and a 2025th round pick. That's nothing. That's nothing for Darius Slay. To get an elite corner, I would have done that in a heartbeat. That's a great move by Howie Roseman. Fantastic move. And his cap hit this year is only $4.45 million. That's it. That's all it is. $4.45 million. It's a fantastic deal. They are paying the same amount of money than Washington did for Ronald Darby that they just signed for a 4-year deal. They're paying the same amount of money. And we have Darius Slay. It's a great deal. 100%. So, their cap space situation. The Eagles have $28 million in cap, which ranks 5th most in the league through all these signings. That's fantastic. They can go out and get a big-name player. They can still use that cap and go out and get a Yannick Ngakoue and pay him that he wants. They can go out and get a whatever they want. They can go... They can do wherever. They can explore the linebacker market again. They can explore the veteran wide receiver market for cheap. That'll be a thing for another time. We'll see what happens there. I believe the wide receivers are all coming out of the draft, which is a great way to do it, to get younger for Carson Wentz, which I totally agree with. You can get younger with Carson. Get younger, get these guys to build repertoires with him, and just get them motivated to play with Carson Wentz. The thing is, they're going to need somebody like a veteran in that room, and God, if I see Alshon Jeffery back, which it looks like it's going to happen, I'm not going to get all the Alshon Jeffery stuff again. That's going to be for another time. But Howie Roseman basically said that he wants Alshon Jeffery to be healthy, and he's going to play for the team. He's a good player, and that's the number one priority, get him healthy and get him playing with Carson Wentz in 2020. But, again, Eagles got a ton of cap space. They're going to have to sign their draft picks. They're going to have a cap space to sign someone else. I don't know what they're going to do. They're not going to be done because Howie Roseman knows he has the money to get whatever he's got to do done, and we'll take it from there. The Eagles, excuse me, they have 8 picks in this year's draft. Still a decent amount of picks. They started with 10. 2 went to Detroit for the Lions. Darius Slay. They have 8 picks. I'm ready. I think I'm ready for the season. They're going to be ready for the season. Howie Roseman knows he did a great job. He did a good job. He did a good job in this free agent so far to get these guys on the right track. I'm excited what this team's headed. I think they're headed back to their identity a little bit on offense and defense. Mostly defense. They didn't send anybody on offense. But on defense, they're getting back to their identity. And that's what you need. So, very excited for that. I hope you all enjoyed this podcast. I'm ready to get back into this. We're going to be talking a bunch of Eagle stuff from here on until sports return. And hopefully they return soon. But who knows with the whole thing in the world. Everybody else, though, be safe. Stay inside, please. Just do what you got to do. Be extra careful. You know, sanitize your hands. Keep everything clean. Wash up. Wash this. Wash your desk. Sanitize your stuff. And try to stay away from contact. All right, social distancing is a real thing. Just everybody relax. Take it easy. And be safe. All right, thank you so much for listening. See you guys in the next one.